Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. This will be lesson number 8, in which we will study Maseches Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet and Hey, second Perek, the 4th and 5th Mishnayos. Of course, we have already established the mitzvah of setting aside Truma, setting aside a certain percentage of one's crops, grain, certain fruits, dates, figs, olives, grapes, to the Kohen and giving it to him, the mitzvah of Truma. And we have learned that in general, one cannot set aside inferior crops, inferior produce, to serve as truma for superior, better quality grain or produce, and that there is various ways of looking at what's inferior and what is superior. Yesterday we learned, for example, that one cannot set aside truma, which is from grain which is tomei, to serve as the truma for grain which is tahor. So there's a halakhic aspect to the inferiority or superiority of the produce. Today, in Mishnah Dalet, we're learning about a different kind of inferiority or superiority, namely, ein tormin mimin al she'eino mino. If one has two different crops, for example, barley and wheat, so one cannot take from the barley or from the wheat and have that to serve as truma for the other species. Not wheat for barley, not barley for wheat, not figs for grapes, not grapes for figs, etc. V'im toram, one sets aside truma, for example, from the barley, to serve as truma for the tvua of the wheat, ein truma so truma. That which he set aside is not truma at all. It's invalid. The Mishnah continues and says, kol min chitim echad. Wheat and barley, that's two different species, and you can't be todem mimin al she'eino mino, from one species to the other. However, if you have different subspecies of wheat, kol min chitim echad, all types of wheat are all one. So, for example, what the Yerushalmi calls chitim adomim, red wheat, can be set aside as truma for the white wheat, the same species. And similarly, kol min te'enim ugrogros udvela echad, all kinds of figs are all one. It's all the species of figs. Whether it is te'enim, which are raw figs, grogros, which are dried figs, devela, which is a ball or a bulk of pressed figs, pressed together if they become so sticky, you can give truma from one to the other, mizalze, tore mizalze, because it's all one species, whether it's dried, whether it's raw, etc. From where do we know this halacha of ein tormin mimin al she'eino mino? Well, the Gemara in Meseches Bechoros, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, derives this from the pasuk in one of the parshios which deal with the mitzvah of truma, namely Parshas Korach. And there, in Bamidbor, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah tells us, kol chelev yitzhor, v'chol chelev tirosh v'dagon, that the fattest or the best produce of olive oil, the best produce of the wine or of the grain, is that which you should give for truma. Notice in that pasuk, it says, kol chelev yitzhor, v'chol chelev tirosh. Instead of saying kol chelev yitzhor v'tirosh, the best, the fattest of the oil and of the wine, etc. It has the word chelev twice, once for each different species. The Gemara therefore darshens, tein chelev loze v'chelev loze. You've got to give the best of the olive oil for the olive oil and the best of the wine for the wine. You can't give good olive oil for wine or good wine for olive oil. Ein tormin mimin al she'eno mino. The Mishnah continues that suppose one has a choice. One has the form of a certain species, which is the better quality. On the other hand, one also has the same species in a different form, which may not be as superior quality in the sense of grade A versus grade B, but it can last a long time. For example, when one deals with figs, te'enim, which are raw figs, are better, fresher than grogros, which are dried figs. However, the raw figs cannot last a long time. They spoil. The dried figs can last a very long time. So what's considered superior and what's considered inferior? Yofe, that which is better quality, or miskayim, that which lasts for a long time. The Mishnah says, kol mokom sheyesh kohen. If the farm, right next door to the farm, lives Mr. Cohen. So there's no great advantage to having grogros which last a long time. It's better to give him the better quality, even though it won't last, because he lives down the road, and you don't need something which will last. He can consume it in a day or two. So therefore the Mishnah says, according to Tanakhama, kol mokom sheyesh Cohen, wherever a Cohen is in the vicinity, then, tore min hayofe, you give the better quality, in our example, the te'ena, the raw fig. V'chol mokom she'en kohen, but suppose the kohen is not in the vicinity, the kohen lives far away. Until you get it to him, if you give him the yofe, the te'ena, the good stuff, the raw date, it might spoil. So then, tore min hamiskayim. Then you give him for truma that which is miskayim, that which lasts a long time. You give him the grogros, the dried figs. So holds the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, olam hu tore min hayofe. Whether the Kohen lives across the street, or whether the Kohen lives 100 miles away, you always give the better quality. For Rabbi Yehuda, you would give the te'ena, the raw fig, over the grogros, rather than the dried fig, in every case, no matter where the Kohen lives. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. As we continue to learn Mishnah Hay, we will see the same machlokes we just had. Whether one should choose the yofe, the superior quality, or one should choose the miskayim, that which lasts a long time, which according to the Tanakhama depends upon whether the Kohen is close by or not, and which according to Rabbi Yehuda, no matter where the Kohen is, you always go for the yofe. We have this repeated in another example, not this time figs and dried figs, te'enim and grogros, but rather onions. Mishnah says, Tormin, Mishnah, Tormin botzol koton sholem, velo chatzi votzol godol. Suppose you have a choice, and that is giving truma from these small onions, which I presume the same species, but they're scallions, that we'd call today, or very small onions. That's preferable to half of a botzol godol, to a cut half of a larger onion. This is following the Tanakhama, and the simple pshat here is that it's a situation where ein kohen, there is no kohen around. If you give him a cut half onion, no matter how big the onion was, it might spoil lose its sharpness, lose its flavor by the time it gets to the Kohen. So better give him the botzoil koton, the smaller onion, even though it is not the yofeh, but it is the miskayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer lochi. No. Elo chatzi botzoil godol. You always give the larger, the half of the larger onion. That is yofeh. That is better quality. Even if it is not miskayim, it's not going to last. It'll lose some of its flavor when the Kohen lives an hour's travel away. Still, always go for the yofeh. V'chein hoye Rabbi Yehuda omer. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda, who always prefers yofeh to miskayim, rules in the case of two different species of bitzolim. One is called the bitzolim of the Bnei HaMedina. These are the onions which are grown in small villages as opposed to out in the country. For whatever reason, the onions grown in the Medina, in the this town, are of a better quality. The onions grown in the kforim, out in the countryside, they are smaller, last longer, but are not as good quality as the bitzolim from the Medina. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hulishitaso, always follows the rule of yofeh, 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 better quality is always to be preferred. Says, Tor min bitzolim mi b'nei ha-medina al ha-kufrim. Better to give from the town onions than from the country onions, from the village, from the countryside villages, because they are better. Avalomin hakufrim al bnei hamedina, but never give from the kufrim, from the word kfar, from the word small rural town. Never give those onions for as truma for the ones from the Medina, the ones from the town. Mipnei shehu ma'achal politikin, because the onions from the Bnei Medina, the urban onions, so to speak, which are better quality, are the kinds which are served to the politikin. Now, politikin obviously is a Greek word, not a Hebrew word, and it is related to the word which we're so familiar with in our own English language, politics, politicians. The politikin were people who were anoshim chashuvim, governors, senators. They only eat the urban onions, the Bnei Medina onions. And therefore, that's the type of onion which should be preferred, which should be the choice from which you give truma. They are superior qualities. Among the other many things we learned in the Mishnayos, is that, at least from the Mishnah's point of view, the politikin are the aristocracy. And so we come to the end of lesson number 8.